Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3. Welcome to City Alpha 3, the star. Just kidding, it's the planet. A Star Trek podcast here with my fellow mutineers, Philip and Daniel. Philip and Daniel, is there anything you guys want to get off your chest about the state of Star Trek? Because apparently things are still happening. We've got movies, maybe. We've got... I fully expect the Discovery showrunners to change ownership at least five more times before season two.
Now, Darren, I know maybe? What you're excited about is the animated rumors. That's what you're here for.
That is true. That actually does interest
me. And to answer your question, no. Because, I mean, there's always talk, and I think even in Star Trek, I think even, and I'm not an expert, obviously, in the entertainment field, but I think, like, even Buzz now hits Twitter and Facebook now. Like, where even, like, Buzz just used to be, like, Variety and below, you know, just the Paramount lot, but just Buzz now is flying everywhere, and I'm like, I need to see something concrete. Like, show me a trailer or show me a publicity shot of someone on a set in a costume. Then I'll talk about, you know, show me Patrick Stewart in the Starfleet uniform or being spotted. You know, just I'm not going to anything else.
So you're saying he's wearing the Starfleet uniform while he's doing his voiceover recording?
Well,
I mean, I could buy
that. We just celebrated an anniversary for Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And I will have you know that the guy who played Roger Rabbit wore a Roger Rabbit costume while he was filming. That is true story. Look it up, kids.
Oh, well, but he was a stand-in, too.
He was doing the voice because they had to fill in the ink and the animation. So, yes, that is method acting, my folks. That's what you got to commit to. So
it's very special, very special. What about you, Daniel? Anything on your radar?
What we're referencing here is the fabled prophecies of Trek and rumors of Trek that are going around right now. So we know for sure. Let's just talk about what we know for sure first. Discovery season two.
Well, you say that.
And that's it.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, they're...
It's
no,
halfway
they're,
through. We know half filming. A season is good.
It's already outsold a million other things, and it's profitable, but we're not going to put it on Netflix. That's all I think.
Well, it is on Netflix, Darren. Don't be so...
American. Jingoistic.
American.
I'm sorry, I am an American.
Or North American, I guess.
Not
I think
on Netflix.
Canada has it on something else, too.
Jeez.
But anyways, so we know... But that's it. As far as what we actually know that's been officially confirmed and officially announced, that is it. That's all the Star Trek content that we know that's officially coming. But, on the other side of the coin...
The other side of the coin!
Up to five shows, up to two movies. Like, we don't.
We are going
to
Star,
like,
Wars
so...
this mother.
it's exact same problem with stars right now. Is there's, like we were talking earlier, that, you know, there's so much buzz that gets turned around. I mean, the same thing happened with Star Wars. Like, I think on the 20th of June, some article posted that all the other single Star Wars stories were canceled because Solo didn't do very well. And by the 22nd, after several rounds of internet echo chamber articles, I think Lucasfilm finally had to release something saying, no, like, we didn't say that. Like, because there's no such thing as a... I mean, unless it's, like, literally the Wall Street Journal or some actual publication, you know, I just don't take anything... It's all at face value because... There's just, I mean, unless Lucasfilm is saying it to multiple people, because they wouldn't give an exclusive with Joe Blogger, you know, it's just...
I think, though, that being said, and I agree with you guys, that most of this is taken with a wheelbarrow full of a entire shuttlecraft full of salt, if you will.
Now that salt vampires would be really happy.
That I do think that there are kernels of truth here, and I do think that there is more than what we're expecting, and we're probably going to see a little bit more Star Trek than we've been getting. We may see kind of a return to 90s form of Trek here.
Well, two things. One, I mean, Nick Meyer dropped that hint like a year ago that he was working on something else for Star Trek. Khan-ish, but we don't know. But anyway, this is what I would hope. Now, of course, it means it won't happen, but this is what I hope. So, like, compared to Star Wars, and I know you all are the experts, so you can correct me, but I think not necessarily a problem for Star Wars, but both on a good side and a bad side. Good side. Animated, you know, Clone Wars. I don't know what's on now, but you know, Clone Wars, whatever's on right now for animated Star Wars, you have. And then you have all the movies. And then you sort of have doing the two sort of the numbered episodes and then doing the smaller stories, so like a Rogue One and then Last Jedi. I mean, I know controversy, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, but that's a good concept because you have episodes which are different from single stories and you have animated. What I don't like for 90s Trek is to have two TV series on at the same time. Because, I mean, Daniel, I know you'll have crossovers, but I think that's what hurt the franchise last time. I mean, that should be the lesson. So, what I think you can do is you can have a bunch of Star Trek stuff, but it's got to fill the gaps. So, like, Discovery, right, is only on for, like, 3 months out of a year. So, for the other, you know, rest of the time, then you can have Star Trek content, whether it's... But in another medium.
Every two years.
Like, it could be, you know, network animation or website or, you know, just... But when you put everything at the same time... That doesn't work.
Not a bad idea.
We'll see. We'll
I mean,
see what
tell
happens.
Tell it to, like, you know, Enterprise by the time it rolled around after Double Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise, Voyager, you know, and then, okay, guys, we're done.
Yeah. I just want Patrick Stewart back.
Well, you say that. I'm not saying no, but, like, would you trust? Like, we're going to say, yes, he's coming back, and you're like, oh, God, what are they going to do?
I know. This is what I would want them to do. They hire Ronald D. Moore to do a limited series run based on Picard's later years in life.
Wait, is this Logan style? Because he was in that.
Yeah.
And it did not end well with him. I just want to point out.
It doesn't have to be that heavy. I would prefer it not to be that heavy. I would prefer Star Trek optimism and hope. But yeah, like something that takes it seriously and like does a really... self-contained story, and I would love like a one series run, like, you know, just a 8 to 10
he
episodes.
Is Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and if he wants to go on one more mission, that's what we're going to do.
That's what exactly. There you go.
Yep, that could work. You know, yeah. So we'll all rumors aside, we would love some more Trek, and not that Discovery's not filling that void. It's just. There's still more of a void to fill, so hopefully we'll get a little more.
Well, because, I mean, well, no, I was going to say, because literally, 22 episodes versus whatever they have, so.
Yeah.
13?
15?
It was like
18? Which, whatever, 15. I'm not saying we needed more episodes. But anyway, yes, go on, move on.
Let's just say I don't think any new Trek is going to catch up with, like, the massive catalog of Next Gen. I mean, how many did that have?
And of course, you can argue that not all of them were great, so a smaller number of episodes runs forces you to be a little more quality over quantity. But, yeah.
Well, we know where Philip stands. But this week on City Alpha 3, we hinted at a little last week. We are going to be talking about another beloved franchise that also has finished its initial run and is trying to make the spin-offs work, which is the Harry Potter franchise. Any objections, Daniel? Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I'm a massive. At all, Daniel? Are you familiar with?
I have. I'm a massive Harry Potter fan. I actually read it. I read all of them for the first time, I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And I did it. I saw one of the movies.
He'd never read a book before.
Never. It was my first time reading. It was amazing.
He sounded out a lot.
The only Harry Potter media that I had consumed before that was I saw the third movie in the theaters, and I had no idea what the heck was going on, but my friends were going, so I went. But
it's like I'm just gonna watch Star Trek 3. That's it. Just roll with it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
So one summer I decided, I think, like I said, like 4 or 5 years ago, I decided I'm going to read the books. And what I did was I would read a book and then watch the corresponding movie. So I did it in a very interesting way that I think a lot of people haven't had that experience. It was very interesting. But I knew I would. I had always known that I'd fall in love and really enjoy that world, that universe, which I do. It also frustrates me to no end. But I love Harry Potter.
We should give a shout out to our... sister brother podcast Owl Post, which is a Harry Potter podcast here
on
the Nerd Party Network. So they do the, if you're not familiar with them, please check them out. They basically are the sort of Harry Potter book club where every episode is a chapter, and so I feel like they're in book 4, don't quote me, but anyway, they're a bit along. So what, because recently when I went to London in December, I picked up the Philosopher's Stone, and So I would just read a chapter, listen to Owl Post, read a chapter. And so whenever I grab book two again somehow, I'll just go over there and, you know, go through it that way. So I mean, because it's timeless, obviously.
It's not timeless. It takes place in the 90s, Philip. Did you even read the books?
All the Depeche Mode references. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, Owl Post is up to, at the time of recording, chapter 76, which is the 19th chapter of The Goblet of Fire. So they are in the fourth book.
Okay. Poor Cedric.
But, I kind of have a similar plan in mind, in the fact that I have not read any of the books, and by the time I was kind of getting into it, most of the movies had come out, and so I decided to experiment with just seeing the movies first. And I mean, I know the books have more. I mean, that's just obvious because they're books. But to kind of see how does this stand as a complete story if you only absorb the movies. And then my plan is to go back to reading them, and probably the same as you, Philip, listen to the Owl Post episodes after, just as I'm absorbing my Babylon 5 extra criteria after watching those. I need to catch up.
I've also been playing Harry Potter and Hogwarts Mystery on my phone, which is actually pretty nice. I mean, that would be a recommend. I mean, I've not paid, you know, I'm sure you can. But, you know, it's a free app, and then obviously you can pay to get stuff. But I think you can go buy free pretty much, and it's just a fun game. Now,
yeah, I've played the Lego's Harry Potter games.
Those are good games.
And I have
fun.
Not
those
seen
good,
all the movies.
Good games.
After Order of the Phoenix, I'm like, no, they can't do this. They can't. The books only get bigger, and they cannot fit this.
Well, that's why they split the last.
Yeah,
book
but then
in
the
half,
but then
so
the Deathly Hallows.
No, it wasn't a money grab at all.
But then Deathly Hallows is, I would say, not the greatest. You know, the first half is just basically they MacGuffin around for the first half of the book, and then.
Do you mean the story itself is not the greatest? Is what you're saying? Okay.
It's like just get to the battle.
Deathly Hallows
already.
Is,
you know?
I mean, there's the character stuff that needs to be resolved, obviously. Yeah. Philip.
But,
7 years of tension.
Children.
Adolescent wizard tension. Oh, they're 17 at this point. They're they're old enough to apparate. They're old enough to... Whatever.
If you're old enough to operate, you're old enough to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, to bring this back to Star Trek, the main theme of our podcast, this is not the Owl Post 2, but
Owl Poster. No,
but we've been talking about, you know, Starfleet Academy, and I think that kind of came from some of our talks of what other shows we might like to see made in the Star Trek future. Not the future, but television future. And one of our thoughts was, or at least my thought, was if we were to kind of create a Starfleet Academy instead of a school, you know, the best school that only the most gifted of 11-year-old prospects from Starfleet Federations go to. So we're basically going to start off, we're going to start this podcast with trying to cast the school parts and probably some of the main characters from Star Trek into a Harry Potter-esque story. And we'll see where it goes. Because often when this is the kind of episode we start, it's not where it ends up, but that's okay.
It's okay. I have two things in mind. One, I'm not going to say right away, even though it's obvious. But this is what I would propose. First, we have to identify our houses. So, obviously, we have... Because I believe in... you guys can correct me if you... But I'm going 24th century colors. So we have the red house, blue house, gold house. What's our fourth one?
So we have, we have command. Right. Are you saying? Like,
well, we don't have to call it command because, you know, but we could. I mean, then we can identify which one's which, because I would say Ravenclaw is going to be blue. Like, we know that. So,
blue is already science. Yes, it's perfect. Yeah. It kind of already
command.
Fits.
I suppose the stupid Gryffindors are going to claim it. I would argue
command
Slytherin.
Would be Gryffindor.
And argue Slytherin for command.
No.
Let's put a pin in red, and we'll come back to it.
I think it fits already pretty perfect.
Well, you need a fourth color.
Bravery. Oh, easy. Yeah, this is easy. It's going to be all the rest.
Is this like the original Gilligan Island theme where it was like, and all the rest.
So you could actually just call them like this is not the right, I would say, like, civilian people in, like, serving, like, the regular Joes that are just doing the...
Like, the Black House or something like that? That sounds
Wait,
cool.
Do they wear the blank Delta shield?
These would be the people serving on the ships that
Like the Guinan's bartenders.
Yeah, it's teachers. Green checkerboard. Yeah.
The boring menial jobs. Well, not the teaching menial job, but you know.
I don't know. Have you seen those kids? They're learning calculus at age five.
I was thinking for the fourth color, would we do something like teal, and it could be medical. Because are we going to loop medical into science?
I mean, I feel like it's such a subset, getting too specific.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I do like Daniel's idea, but I guess we can table it. But see, I feel
you could also. I mean, if we're really just adjusting, we just remove it and we just have three instead of four.
That is a good point.
Which just three tables? Oh man.
So blue science was
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw is what you're saying? Okay. And then gold, tactical.
Well, gold's also engineering and operations.
That's the thing. Like, everything's doubled up except for command.
So what I would propose is a color scheme, and is to break up security and tactical, and then operations and engineering.
Okay.
That's why I was going to say, instead of using colors, to just do divisions.
So you could do a... I don't know. What are your yellow spectrum options? Gold and, like, I don't know.
Yellow.
So anyway.
You'd do like an orange.
Oh, you could do like white, because
you could do green.
The,
I mean, if we're doing Harry Potter.
That's true. I was going to say like white, like you had the jumpsuits that Scotty
because
wore.
Because then I would argue Slytherin, time, but... I guess, would be tactical security, because we're the thinkers about strategy.
So we're going to secede command to
whatever,
Gryffindor.
Sure. Let the pretty boys have it.
And then, the engineers are the Hufflepuffs.
No one goes down to engineering.
Once we work this scheme out, by the way, they're in, I think, two or even maybe three of the books, when the Sorting Hat is doing his
thing.
How do
you know it's a he?
He has a little...
He's got a masculine voice.
In the book?
I think he... I don't know.
It sings
in the movie. That's all I've seen.
I know. That's what the man and the patriarchy wants you to think, Darren.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
Excuse me. The Sorting Hat has a little rhyme that
it changes every year.
Through. It changes every year, but the themes are the same. It explains how the houses are broken up. So for our homework, we should come up with a clever little jingle about.
Command is red. It used to make you dead. But now,
there you go. See, there you go. This is easy.
Science is blue, but don't try to save those with the flu.
It'd have to be like the Davidian medical, flu or something, you know.
Yep.
Always the Davidian flu. Those dang Davidians. But, okay, so we got our four houses. Stay on remote track here.
Now,
we got Command, Gryffindor, Science, Ravenclaw.
Are we talking like...
Because, we don't have to assign classes, but who would just be the head of house?
Well, okay, but before we do that, though, Now, not that the actors or the characters need to line up with the houses that they're in, but my main thought was to... It's almost as if we're casting Star Trek characters into Harry Potter. At least that's the way I was going. So, like, it could be... I was opening it up to it could almost be anybody, just because it's a broader playground to be in. But my first thought was a more secondary character was to do Fred and George Weasley as Data Lore, being the twins, the only twins.
Except Lore would definitely be in Slytherin.
Yeah. And
that's where I'm saying, are we, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this because so many of our characters characters. Or are you saying like all the bad guys
hold on. I don't know what you're trying to infer there about the character of Slytherin. Because as we know, Harry Potter could have easily been in Slytherin. He just made the decision not to.
Now that we've gone here, I get to do a little mini rant about one of the terrible, terrible things about Harry Potter and how poorly this
Can
part
we both say that just Gryffindor
that...
is showboaters, Daniel? Can we agree on that? Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, for sure. So there's a line specifically in Harry Potter when Slytherin is being described to him by Hagrid, and he says, not everybody that's in Slytherin is a bad person, but there's never been a bad witch or wizard that's not come from Slytherin. So it's one of the laziest pieces of writing and some other really creative world building. So it's really frustrating how terrible Slytherin
Look, they're a snake,
read.
Okay? Like, they chose
you know
to be a
snake.
You know
who speaks Parseltongue? And... Harry Potter.
Harry Potter does.
Yeah, you know who also speaks Parseltongue?
Oh, Hitler? You're going to bring him into that?
Yeah. Magic Hitler.
I mean, that's
I know, it's very pure blood. he's killing a lot of people. But anyway.
But along what you were saying, Darren, I have a really, really good idea for one character who fits perfectly.
Is it Boothby as the caretaker? Okay. It's Boothby as the caretaker. I was saying it was obvious. Yes.
Oh, wait, are you saying
it's
Boothby
Hagrid.
Is the sorting
no,
hat?
No, he's Hagrid.
No, he's not even Hagrid. He is, he could be Hagrid, I guess. What I was thinking was he'd be Filch.
Oh, you think he's that bad?
I like him making him as Hagrid. He's that's just, a, that seems
also.
To be
yeah,
a
but
bit
Hagrid
more.
Hagrid is lovey
yes,
and
but
fun,
Boothby
and
is,
Phil just...
I'm not
no,
saying...
Boothby
well,
is
the
one
thing.
Who always helps the student out. You know, he helped out Picard, he helped out... Everyone has a story about how Boothby helped him.
Because I don't think personality... We can't go by personality and, like, it's got to just be, like, gut reaction.
No, it'd be like, because, like, Jellicoe would be Filch, you know what I'm saying?
I guess, but Boothby wasn't anything special, and neither is Filch.
Oh, you say that to Picard, watch him fence you faster than anybody.
He's kind of a combination of those two characters, honestly. So I could see it going.
I'm
just
trying to
no
figure out who
has
a
being...
familiar that you could use for Filch.
Okay, let's put Boothby as Hagrid. We'll put a pin in that. That's unless
is it like Lorca and just Tribble with as Filch.
Oh gosh! Not a bad idea.
Oh, shoot.
A Tribble that just a Tribble that just tells on all the students every time.
Oh, wait. So yeah, so I have it broken into kind of two different categories. We have like main characters, and we have like teaching positions. Because I know we're gonna like teaching positions only gonna get us so far.
Oh, I can get very far. Well, because like here's the thing with dump.
Well, everyone's a defense against the dark arts teacher, like, at some point
well,
or
no
another.
Well, no one wants to sit in that chair. We just can't get him to sit down.
Apparently. Now I'm just picturing the Battle Wolf 359 versus, like, the Kyushu, the Rampage, the defense against the dark arts position. And Riker's like, that could have been me. I was about to sit down.
Oh, see, that would be, because then I think about the different aliens, you know, who sort of are your other characters in Harry Potter. But, like, you know, I'm like, Odo would just have that weird class that he would be teaching, you know? He's basically, the centaur or, you know, whatever.
Well, he could
the
teach...
random centaur in the forest.
He could teach the class that...
I mean, basically defense against the dark arts.
The divination?
He would be defense against the dark arts teacher, but since he can shapeshift, I'm thinking
of Transfiguration.
The class.
Basically, McConnell's.
Transfiguration.
Or, yeah, McGonagall.
He would teach. Yeah. McGonagall. Yep.
Except he's like, now do that, everyone. We're all like, we can't. We can't
We're just
do
people.
That.
We don't know how to. We don't
That's
know
why
that
you have magic.
Use
to make
your
it
wand.
Happen. I don't use a wand, like just like Odo doesn't.
No,
use a
no.
Gun.
I'm just thinking, like your first year, you'd be so excited about defense against the dark arts, and you go into your first class, and it's Morn, and you're like,
or would Odo be because he's so cantankerous? Would he be
Filch?
Who would be Snape?
That's who it is. Odo is Filch.
Oh, he could be Filch. And he is kind of a like hard ass.
Yeah,
rules,
and he's
so, like,
fascist.
He would...
You know, security
yeah,
rules.
I can see that. And what would his pet be, though?
It'd be that little key locket, but it's alive and it lives.
His little baby,
now. Like
yeah,
that little
changing.
His little
it's
baby
always changing into
changing
something
that
so
found.
That you don't know what you're going to get into trouble with.
Yeah,
or it could be the kid jumping.
Oh God!
Or it could be Weyoun. It's
oh
a cat.
Yeah, that would. Oh,
Mrs. Norris. Yes.
I do like Weyoun just because that guy's everywhere.
All right. Yeah, it's rounding out pretty nicely so far. So
now I'm imagining instead of like the owls, just like calm badges fall from the sky when you're having breakfast.
They're just pads. They're just pads falling from the sky. It's like, ow! Ow!
The owl is delivering.
God, we got to think of a better way. Because again, only one pad per message. Because or one message per pad.
That's funny. Hey, and the whole replenishing food could easily just be table replicators.
Well, yeah, we all know that. Like basically,
except,
Harry Potter just
except
advanced
whoever
science.
Headmaster or headmistresses, they sort of just have a button at the table. They control the replicator, so it's like, nah.
It's like a foot pedal, and they're like da da, yeah. Push the button, and then it. Replicate all the tables are replicators.
Yeah, he's like, or she's like, the end it begins. Oh, sorry.
Do, 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 do. Yeah. You know, it's just like an Enterprise where they had a table replicator that made the pan fried.
And then the roof is just a holodeck grid.
Oh yeah, it's everything in Harry Potter is explainable by 24th century technology. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, so I think let's try to find a headmaster, because I think that's a good...
Sorry, real quick. I just came up with something in my mind that popped up. That's amazing. Defense Against the Dark Arts is Ardra.
Oh, God.
No. I'm totally fine with that, because it could be the first year, and we got three more years to cast it.
Not the first year. She would be the Lockhart. She'd be Gilderoy Lockhart.
I imagine her as What's-Her-Face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh no, she's not as bad as Umbridge. No, Umbridge is a special
Jellicoe.
We would have
is
to find
Jellicoe?
A character we really hate. Could be Jellicoe.
Jellicoe's in the running. It's a but yeah. So Lockhart, I like Ardra.
See, I was thinking Ardra would be like when they have the Goblet of Fire. She's sort of the headmistress of another school.
Oh, like the Beauxbatons Academy or something.
Because then, and I'm not saying Picard is Dumbledore. I know it's very tempting, but I'm not saying that.
But
then you'd have a little, like, you know, when she's, like, competing, you know, with, like, oh, you think you'll be able to get one over on us now? If you do win, though, that would be pretty good.
But you could also, as Gilderoy Lockhart, you know, she could be flaunting her. I really like the whole flaunting her past and her, you know, past.
They're both frauds, so, yeah. It's the same archetype.
But I don't think, if you do Captain Picard as headmaster, I don't think he would actually hire her, but.
If you didn't want to do Ardra as the Lockhart character, you could do fake Han Solo from that terrible episode.
Oh, God. I know that's bad. O'Conna, the outrageous O'Conna.
O'Conna, yeah, the outrageous O'Conna.
You mean fake Riker.
Either one.
You have fake
Riker, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I think Ardra's much more high profile and fun, because it's easy to picture her in the class.
I am imagining.
Yeah.
And she's got her little truth crafters in the backside room, like doing the actual magic to make it look cool, and she's just standing there.
Cornish pixies.
I'm imagining that the professor of history would be like, you know, Tuvok or someone, and just like, oh, what? Yes. So.
Oh, like it didn't happen in the movies, but in the books, it's the. It's the ghost, because he's so boring. He fell asleep. He died teaching. I would see a Vulcan would be a very good fit for that,
Let's see. So either Headmaster or Snape. I'm trying to think of...
Snape's going
to
be harder. Headmaster's easy. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's so easy to say Picard. I just don't want to automatically go there.
Okay, here's a point. What about Sisko?
I feel like he would be good in something. Like, he'd be good head of household for command, right? Because, you know, you'd have to have someone to be that head of house who's not the headmaster. But I feel like he'd be a good...
So you're saying he's first boy?
No, head of house. Like McGonagall is head of Gryffindor. So, like, Sisko would be head of command.
Now, I can see Sisko being a better Snape than Dumbledore.
Well, we have a celebrity in the classroom, it seems.
No. He's willing to punch Q. So
the thing is, like, it's Picard, just because he obviously has the most, like, grandfatherly type.
And this should be older
already?
Picard, because I feel like, you know, it has to be. This is post Nemesis Picard.
Yeah.
Post Nemesis Picard.
No, this is
Logan Picard.
I mean, we really have to justify if it wasn't Vineyard Picard.
This is Vineyard Picard.
Oh, because he keeps forgetting.
He's always talking like he's about to like announce the year, and he's like, "Hey, everybody!" He kind of like stares off to the side. Nevron system. headmaster. Right. Headmaster.
Yeah, you have
over
the first
year
going.
Here.
What's a Q? It's a letter of the alphabet, as far as I know.
It's three letters of the alphabet in our magical world, but
I don't. They're not actually big on teaching
so
reading.
Picard.
So they may not even know letters.
Okay. So yeah. So I think you're right. I think
who'd be your head of Ravenclaw?
Even
Daniel,
trickier.
That's your blue shirt people.
But
who is head of Ravenclaw?
See, I feel like maybe that'd be a Dax because she'd be fun.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah,
even have
Dax
to be
Jadzia.
I don't know which Dax you want. Now, see, that'd be fun. All the Daxes have been in that position, so depending on what year you went, you'd have to be like, I had Dax. You're like, well, which one?
It's always Dax.
Oh,
I like that.
Flitwick is head of
Charms.
Ravenclaw. Dax would be really good. A Data you could put in there if you really wanted
Should
to.
Should we just make all the head of houses from Deep Space Nine? Because so far, that's how we're heading.
Okay, because we have Picard, but I was trying to be a little more. Because then you'd have, left, you have your tactical security, and then you'd have your engineer operations. I mean, you could have Scotty as your engineer operations if you want. I mean, that's just a suggestion. Unless you want Data, which I know you do want Data, but...
I feel like Data has... There's definitely a role in
I'm
Harry
sorry,
Potter.
Sorry, Data's been cast as Fred and George Weasley, so...
So you want Kit... You want,
I did not
you want
Kit
Data. I can tell you're a soon... The dark hair, pale skin. There's only one place you could have come from.
Hey, there are canonical twins in Harry Potter that are part of separate houses. So it's
that's true.
Possible.
The girls, right?
That's true.
Yeah, the Parvati twins.
But yeah, so who would you say, Dax? And then who would you have for engineer operations? I wasn't saying Scotty, but that's you don't have to do that.
Well, you could have. There's O'Brien. There's LaForge.
I was trying to avoid all Deep Space Nine, like
there's,
you were
there's,
saying.
There's B'Elanna.
Yeah. I feel like, you know what? I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I feel like B'Elanna would make a good Madam Hooch. Like, she would teach how to fly and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I could absolutely see that. That's a good idea. For a second, I really got confused and we're thinking
Madame
of the.
He says he's read the books. But,
I was thinking
you know,
Trelawney.
I'm just
and I'm like, what the hell? No. That's a really. I could definitely see B'Elanna doing that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hey, we know she has falling experience.
What about with divination and for Madam
Trelawney?
Trelawney. What about
Troy? No, I was thinking Troy. But go ahead.
Sorry. I was saying. I was meaning Loxana.
But I do not want to take that.
Question. Mrs. Troy.
I would have the same dread that Harry has with. Like, oh gosh, really? Do I have to take this?
I like
all the seniors, you know.
I like Deanna. She teaches me. It's not appropriate.
Nobody wants to see it. So.
Deanna's a better fit, yeah.
So Troy,
well, and you can change it throughout the book. You could start with Loxana, and then her daughter takes over, you know, by book three or something. And then, like, every year is a different Dax.
Oh, yeah, that's a given.
That's funny.
She could die. The character dies every year for some horrible way and just gives
right.
back.
Right, it's like the exact same thing, almost the exact same thing, that happens in Harry Potter, but instead of a different character... It just gets replaced. Something terrible happens to the defense against the Dark Arts teacher, essentially. But the symbiote lives on every time. It's just that the character dies. So,
we still need a Mad-Eye Moody.
Wow,
that's like a Worf
character to jump to. Yeah, Worf. Somebody like I would
Worf,
actually say
yeah.
Odo is a pretty good Mad-Eye Moody.
But yeah, it'd be like fake Worf, of course, because you know.
Oh, what about
Martok? Oh my god, that's obviously
oh that's
on the
actually
nose,
perfect
or on the eye if you will.
Yeah,
yes, that's why I thought you thought about that. Oh, and it's perfect because there was a fake Martok.
Yep,
it's the changeling.
Yep,
exactly. Thread here.
Oh, that's, I don't think we've matched any. That's like a 98% chance match on Matt I. Moody is Martok. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say here on Setting Alpha 3, but we'll run with that.
Ha! Congratulations on that spell. Now blood wine for everyone.
Sir, we're underage. Well, then bubble juice
then
for
why
everyone.
Are we all drinking all that butter beer? Okay, explain that one to me.
It's like root beer, Philip. If you ever go to if you ever
go
to
Hogsmeade, to
go to Universal Studios, you can go to Hogsmeade and you can get butterbeer, which is basically just butterscotch.
Yeah, basically you can get that off menu at Starbucks if you ask for it.
Oh, interesting. You can
get butterbeer flavor. Look it up, kids.
Okay, so we still need a Snape. That's our
potion. All right, that's what you're kind of thinking.
And we also have Remus Lupin. Who is also werewolf. Who was the werewolf? Who is also the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher?
Q? Just stopping for a sec. I mean, for head of household for the engineer operations. So I said Scotty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change that to JJ Kelvin Scotty because then he will also have what's his face with him.
Oh, Keenzer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. You know, when he'll be gone, like, Scotty has to go on vacation, you know, cost to see dragons or something. Keenzer's in the substitute, you know, of teaching the class or whatever. So, yeah.
Keenzer would fit right in this. Yeah.
I've almost
universe.
Enough to make JJ Scotty Finch and Keenzer Mrs. Norris, but I think we're going to keep Odo Wayne.
Because, like it's, he'd be like Flitwick teaching from, like, a bunch of books stacked on each other. You know, it would be Keenzer teaching. Yeah.
Exactly.
But sorry, go ahead, Darren. Go ahead.
So, what about Q for Snape?
Q is very problematic.
I'm almost just trying to throw people out. Yeah.
Q is tough. And Snape. Q. No. Snape has a very distinct personality and role in the story. And Q, I just don't think Q could fit
Riker?
That. No.
Okay, because I think there's a lot of these characters are outside Hogwarts characters, potentials. Because you have the Ministry of Magic, you have Hogsmeade.
Right.
You know. You have the Daily
Prophet. Right,
I'm
just
prophet,
trying to focus on the leads.
We also all the Badmirals work at the Ministry of Magic.
Well, we still have, still have a lot of the main characters.
Admiral Necheyev is the Minister of Magic.
I was going to say Necheyev. Yeah. Okay, all right. I was going to put her as Umbridge, but
she has, I mean, she's a legit person. I mean, we don't like her, but she, you know, she has the tete-a-tete with Picard that all kind of.
I was thinking, who are we gonna put into the
guy,
Tom Riddle?
I know who. Oh, I liked how you didn't say the name there. Okay, who is Tom Riddle?
Who starts good and then turns evil?
Well, you have a lot. Go ahead. There's a lot of dumb villains. Well, wait, is it Khan?
Oh, actually, that's actually kind of perfect. Khan also is a supremacist, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If you're talking about going evil, you have a couple of characters from Deep Space Nine, but they're not nearly as good as Khan.
No, Khan is definitely is going to be Voldemort.
Yeah,
oh.
I think.
Now I'm curious, who is Snape? Because then who kills Picard?
Oh, man. Who would go along with Khan?
You know, okay, I mean, as Data. Much as I love my Fred George Weasley Data lore, Data actually... If you think about it, kind of fits with the Snape as far as like keeping a deep secret for a long time, not being everything you expect, changing, you know, at the last minute. You think he's evil as in he's taken over the Enterprise and taken it to a random planet for no reason, but he's actually not. He's actually doing it for
the good.
I think
this is what you would have to, well, this is what you could do. It would have to be Data lore. So he pretends to be...
A Data
tends to be lore,
who's more like lore,
even though he has really Data. Because you know Snape. I mean, Snape is awful, but he pumps it up to like 11. You know, for the front, right. And so, you know, I think it could be Data lore.
So, like, if Data and lore were merged into one person,
Star Trek doesn't have a lot of characters.
Well, Discovery. Do we have imperfect characters who are kind of terrible? Characters. I mean, like, bad people.
No, we know. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Because Snape is such a complicated character because he's an actually good Lorca. Person. I was going to say Lorca. Lorca's the closest thing we have.
Or were you thinking, what about Ash?
That he's secretly a Klingon? You know, I don't know. That's... Because Ash is good.
Yeah,
Ash is a good person.
If you're adding
the Klingon element,
But technically,
I think Lorca has got to be Malfoy. I mean, it's a little on the nose. But.
I would say Ash would be a good student character who then reveals that secret in like book three when you're already invested in Ash and you learn, oh, by the way, I'm actually Lupin.
Ash could be Draco.
Well, he could be Lupin if he has that change that he, you know, turns into a Klingon at night, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Lorca is the closest character, I think, Star Trek, that I can think of right now, that Star Trek has to Snape. The only thing, the difference is that Lorca is ultimately bad and Snape is ultimately good.
Well, it could just be Prime Lorca. I mean, we don't know.
We always go to, mythical Prime Lorca of yours.
It could be Prime Lorca pretending to
Mirror
be...
Mirror Lorca.
Mirror Lorca. Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense.
When he gets Khan's call. And like his Lorca's creature feature chamber would be his potions classroom. You'd just be sitting there next to the huge, you know, Gorn Skeletor.
The tardigrade.
Skeleton and,
yeah.
It's funny.
Yes. See, now I'm thinking, like, how would, you know,
Okay, so we've done most of our teaching characters. We still need our main characters. We still haven't done a Harry, Hermione, Ron, Sirius Black. I mean, Sirius Black could be another one to. Again, that's another one of those you think is bad, but
so
is
Daniel,
actually good.
What house is Alexander in?
I don't care. He's
so
not
Hufflepuff?
Involved here.
That's what you're saying.
he's a Hufflepuff.
He's engineer operations.
You know, I was thinking of, for Ron, a young O'Brien.
Ooh. I thought you said Rom for a second, and then I thought
that would actually be very
interesting. I mean, you'd have Nog. You could do all your kids, like Nog and Jake.
They don't have to be kids, though, right? I mean, we don't have to. We could just cast
them. That's...
Students.
Yeah. Whatever fits the archetype the best. So I think...
Wesley.
I feel like O'Brien came from poor parents, and he doesn't have any siblings, but I feel like he fits the Ron.
Well, O'Brien, his dad wanted him to be a musician, right? Cellist or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cellist. Yeah, I like for those, I think casting young versions works. I mean, because otherwise it's kind of weird, these middle-aged men going to our magical school.
What's wrong with... Starfleet someone Academy. Who's a little bit older going to Hogwarts, Darren. What would be wrong with that? I think it's fine. Someone who was in their late 30s, maybe a little balding, still got his owl. I'm just saying.
Your owl got to lead for 20-some-odd
years. We've all went to college where you had that adult student, and you're like, man, they are really into this.
It's Hogwarts Community College.
Oh, God. That's community.
It's an extra hut off to the side. It's their extension.
I now pronounce you
campus.
Magical.
You may turn your.
Congratulations. You've
your tassel to the other side.
Cast a spell.
Okay, so what about Hermione?
Naomi.
Young.
Oh, I can see it.
Yep.
So Naomi Wildman?
Yeah. She could definitely turn into a know-it-all mm-hmm. as she got older.
I think she's there now.
Gosh.
Kind of,
Harry Potter, that's also kind of a tough
one.
Well,
he's such a...
It's...
Not that complex, but he's...
Jerk?
A, yeah. Wesley?
Jerk? He's such a jerk. Oh, Wesley. Wesley would be... Yeah, that's actually pretty perfect.
That actually
dead,
works really well.
Dead parent. You know, halfway there, really.
Yep.
It kind of writes itself.
Now, who'd be a good
Ron,
then?
Think about it.
So we think you have Naomi, either grown up or young, and Wesley, you know, whatever age you're doing.
Well, I thought you said young O'Brien for Ron.
Oh, so you're saying that? Okay, young O'Brien.
Oh.
Unless you have somebody better.
Harry Kim?
God. Ron's not that bad.
No, Ron is funny and has charm.
Wow.
You know, it
poor
definitely
Harry.
Would not count for...
No, there's plenty of other student characters that Kim would be perfect for.
Oh.
He's Neville. Guys,
well,
Harry Kim is Neville.
No, I don't even think he's Neville.
No, I think I just Fred George Weasley is Tom Paris.
Oh, see, I was thinking it could be Will and Thomas Riker.
Actually, that's perfect because you know Rikers would have gotten into some trouble when they were in school. That's actually really
I like that.
No,
I like
you know who Tom would be, and this is you can say it's Cedric.
No. I don't know. We don't know enough about Cedric.
Well, he dies, so we know that.
He dies, and he's popular. Yeah.
But
okay, so the only ones I have left on my list are Sirius Black.
Oh, yeah, that's why I said Tom Paris.
Yeah.
I was thinking Tom
Paris. Oh, no. I had already established that. Tom Paris as Cedric.
I could see that. Okay, I could see that.
Or Nick Locarno, if you want to.
Yeah, he does something bold in front of the school to earn adoration, and then ends up dying in a stupid accident. Yeah,
and then you could bring in what's her face for Harry Potter Wesley's girlfriend, you know, Ashley.
Ashley Judd.
Yes. Now, whether you want to be the first girlfriend or the second girlfriend, I'll leave it up to you. But
is she going to be an O'Brien then?
Yeah, maybe.
You would have to.
Well, she could be what? I can't remember his first girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Cho? Yeah.
Cho.
Yeah. Okay. That first girlfriend. Like, they did one thing.
They made out. There was a kiss. It was full of tears, but it still counted.
So we have McGonagall, Sirius Black, Draco, Lucius.
Oh, Draco. Who did Draco?
And Dobby. Don't forget Dobby.
Dobby, even though that would be a tempting Keenser, but I've already used him.
Ash would be Draco.
Yeah, I think it'd be. I'm trying to think.
What would Oh Lordy!
No, that kid, the stupid Red Squad kid. That kid could be Draco.
I mean, there's not like one stupid Red kid, but I know who you mean. The captain,
the leader dude,
the captain of the Valiant.
Yep.
The Defaliant.
That kid's a jerk.
Red Squad, go! He's definitely Quidditch captain, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So who would be your Neville Longbottom, then? Alexander, is that what you're going to say, Daniel? Is Alexander Neville Longbottom?
Longbottom? Neville has to be
someone who's awkward at first, but
underdog.
Becomes...
Yeah, he's got to be an underdog character that is more than meets
Transformer.
The eye. It can't be Bumblebee. We're not doing that.
I don't know. He's getting his own movie.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Come on, guys. It's going to be Tilly.
Oh, God. See, I was thinking of her for Luna Lovegood.
She's not... Oh, she's kind of weird.
No, she's super weird, Luna, by the way. But anyway.
Yeah. She would fit both of those roles, mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Unless she wanted Robot Girl to be Luna Lovegood.
Oh, she's not talkative Robot enough movie. To be Luna Lovegood.
Now, what,
so do we
what
want,
role?
Oh, ooh, I just got a good one. Sirius mm-hmm. Black, Saru.
Okay.
Just like, he's just mysterious enough that you don't know about that Kelpian. You know, he's been stuck in the New Zealand prison colony for...
Okay. I'm trying to now think what role Quark would play. Would he run the Hogsmeade bar?
Oh gosh.
Oh, no. Or would he run that bar that's the rundown one in order to get to Diagon Alley?
The one that what is that called?
The horse heads. Whatever. Yes, that's the one.
Something like I was thinking you were talking about Dumbledore's brothers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a role there. I can't think of what it would be.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, so I think Dobby is where we were last at. So
who is the most annoying character?
A packled.
Oh, what about
just a generic packled?
What about the EMH first year? Like, just activated EMH.
Well, so then you would have to fight for EMH rights by the end of it? Hologram rights?
I mean, they did. They actually kind of did.
They kind of did, so.
Yeah, they did
so
that.
Naomi would be, I can see that, petitioning for holographic rights. because of the failure of the EMH Mark I, they just use them as kitchen staff.
But they don't need kitchen staff. They have replicators. Kind of like, why do they need...
Why do they need brooms, Daniel? They have transporters. I got it.
Who's going to be Madame Pomfrey?
The healer.
Is it going to be...
Yeah, I mean...
Is it going to be Crusher?
I mean, that's an easy choice. I mean, I think it'd be funny if it was McCoy.
Or Bashir.
Either one.
Oh, Phlox. Phlox. No, it's got to be McCoy, because...
Phlox has got to be a teacher. Phlox has got to come in, like, see, you know, book three or four is something.
He's the Defense Against the Dark Arts third year.
No, it's like one of the the new, you know, courses they just come up with, a new course every year that you've never heard of that's supposed to have been there the entire time. So it's like, yeah, Arithmacy. Yeah, that's what he's teaching.
Good morning, students.
He would be... I mean, I know we already have Boothby, but Boothby, you know, whatever. But he would be the he would teach the beast, whatever that's called, course.
Oh, do you know who he could be, though? He could be the guy that comes in, the big, round, rotund gentleman who comes in the sixth book, I want to say, who, oh my goodness, what is that character's name? He does Defense Against the Dark Arts the year before Deathly Hallows. Dumbledore has to go and convince him. He's a sofa when they first meet him.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I can't, but yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to find it out.
Oh, yes, because that's how the book opens, right? He has to go to his house to convince... I remember that now, vaguely. It's been a while.
So, okay, so is there a Lucius we can think of? I mean, who's
Draco again?
Lorca. Draco...
Slughorn. Sorry, that's who it was. Yes.
Draco is Captain of the Defiant Red Squad.
Well, guys, I don't think we have to think too hard about who Lucius Black is.
Yeah, you already made that joke.
Yeah, I made that joke about 10, 20 minutes ago. A little on the nose.
Or on the hair, possibly. But anyway. Ooh, so the Death Eaters are Borg.
Okay.
Borg can't fly.
They can now, buddy.
They got jetpacks.
Then who is crazy lady who kills Sirius?
Oh,
Black.
Bellatrix.
Oh, there
Strange.
You go.
Bellatrix. Yeah. Who's Bellatrix? Bellatrix. I know we've already cast
the Borg
her,
Queen.
But,
I don't know. No, I don't know. Then which one you would ask? But...
No, I don't know.
Lots of good things to fill. Lots of good things to fill.
Ilana Tricks Latroy.
episode nice. Title.
There's a working episode title right there. All right. So any other standout characters you guys have to name before we wrap this up? I think we've got the vast majority. It's going to be a crazy... Now, what planet is our Starfleet Academy? Is it still on Earth, or are we going to put it on some weird...
Well, I think you have to take the Hogwarts Express, which is some sort of, you know, shuttle, of course, that then goes at warp speed. And then it has to be on another planet then. That's why I think it would work best. So it has to be a mysterious planet. The one that only appears every now and then or is behind some sort of cloak shadow or something. Because, you know, headmaster.
Oh, my God. It's the planet from the stupid cradle
episode? Oh, gosh. Like the children cradle.
Yeah, what was that episode called? Yes. When the Bow Breaks.
When the Bow Breaks. we got the cradle part. That makes sense.
See, I thought it was going to be on Genesis. No, I'm kidding.
Ooh.
That's going to be their adjunct campus. It doesn't go well.
Well, that's the Forbidden Forest is the Genesis planet.
Oh, God. All right, any other characters we've missed that you
I'm
guys
sure,
just have,
nothing
to,
I can think
have
of.
To name? I mean, I know there's a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, both of these universes are so filled to the brim with memorable and interesting characters that it's a really fun exercise
and
to try to...
And yet there's only one that's crossed over that you can
I cannot actor. Believe Patrick Stewart has not been in Harry Potter. I guess that's...
It's true.
That's just, I can't believe you have British citizenship and have not been in Harry Potter, so...
Well, neither has Martin Freeman.
That's
He's
right.
one of the few
well,
others
young,
that
guess,
is not.
I mean, I guess that.
But Martin Freeman is in the MCU.
Sure. So now, we still have Fantastic Beasts, so there's still a chance for people to show up.
I was gonna say they better be rounding out the royalty.
Somehow we get Johnny Depp in there, but we still don't have Patrick Stewart.
I haven't seen Fantastic Beasts yet, so
it's not bad. It's pretty good.
Would you say it's fantastic?
It's got a suitcase in it.
Okay,
that's
all it takes for me.
Okay. Yep.
Now I'm trying to figure out what the Hogwarts Express is. Is it like the Defiant or a runabout or I don't know?
No, it would be the wormhole.
Oh,
or something interesting. Similar. If we're gonna cast, literally,
like because you can't see it, and you're like, wait, where? How do I get into?
It's transwarp beaming. You just have to get the coordinates on your 11th birthday, and then you transwarp beam to the hidden planet.
Now I'm imagining you're waiting for the pad to come through your mail slot. Like, you've been accepted into Hogwarts.
Yeah. I still, my favorite visual is all the pads falling from the ceiling.
Well, now I'm coming in the first book when all the pads are coming through the ceiling and the fireplace and like.
So you open to the scene, right? And
no
communiques
on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know my favorite thing about Sundays are
no pads.
No pads on Sunday.
And then they just shoot out of the fireplace, like breaking everything,
knocking people out. You know. Oh, who would be Wesley's?
Oh, the uncle.
Yes, well, and the you know.
Oh, the Dursleys.
The Dursleys?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think Quark be the Dursleys?
Oh, the Ferengi.
I think
that would be great. Like, I think you have
Quark
original series Rom. You know, yeah. Like season one Rom.
Original series.
And then maybe even season one Nog if you wanted to do it that way.
So it's more like they've just adopted Harry. Like, they're totally not related at all, but they needed a human.
Okay. There's no profit in sending you off to Starfleet Academy.
Yes, I love it.
Or would the Ferengi be the goblins and run
little...
the bank?
Oh, God, yes, that's exactly what they run Gringotts.
Oh, problematic, alert.
They would, though.
Running the money
banks,
yes.
they would definitely run Gringotts.
All right. Well, if someone wanted to talk to you, Philip, about what exactly young O'Brien would look like, where would they find you?
No, they can find me. Now I'm thinking of all the technobabble that would replace the spells. It would be like quantum, Polaris, ions.
It's quantum...
Activate.
Reverses Polaritas.
Polarity. Not reverse the polarity.
Chroniton particles, not chroniton. Anyway, they can find me on Twitter at NC Public Servant.
It's Klingon. Not Klingon.
Oh, yes. That was the Defense Against the Dark Arts would teach about Klingons. You would then have a Klingon come teach, you know, in book 5.
That's true. It could be, Admiral Cartwright.
No, they could be the Centaurs would be the Klingons.
Oh, gosh.
And then when Khan would be gathering the Klingons to this hide, but then Worf would, of course, choose with Picard and would stay and teach. So, I got it.
Well, Daniel, if someone wanted to talk to you about how Will Thomas Riker as Fred George Weasley is the best thing since sliced bread, where would they find you?
They could find me on at Diagon Alley. That's
pronounce it
Alley.
Really, really specific.
Diagon Alley.
Diagonally.
Why would they literally come up with a place called that?
Also, kind of lazy writing as well.
I like how flu powder would just be using a shuttle.
Yep. Anyways, okay. They can find
Flute
me.
Power doesn't have like a prompt menu after you say it. Like, are you sure? Did you say this? Because Siri can't even get a lot of names right.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. They can find me on Twitter at @oneofdan. That's the number one, not the word, as in Ravenclaw is obviously the best.
Oh.
Well, this is, I think we've had this discussion. Darren, what is your house? We have a...
Oh, my
have you
house?
Beneficially
yeah, we have
sorted.
A Ravenclaw and a Slytherin. What are you, Darren?
Oh, sheesh. I don't know.
It's Hufflepuff.
Does it have to be one of
anyone
the other
who doesn't know is Hufflepuff.
He's never been sorted. You need to go to Pottermore.com.
Get yourself sorted.
Tonight. And get yourself sorted. It takes 10 minutes.
I'll get myself sorted.
Now,
don't worry.
You put on the genderless hat, you'll hear a little song, and then it goes from there.
But, yes, but they can find me on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram under Dr. Sci-Fi, D-R-S-C-I-F-I. And let's see. So, next week, Daniel, what are we going to be talking? Or no, it's Philip, isn't it? Because we last talked about Spock's brain.
I don't know. We'll be talking more great and wonderful Star Trek topics.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
Stranded here at Hogwarts.
Do 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 do.